Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, we find the record of one of the greatest battles that was ever fought between opposing forces. It was a battle of two human beings. The victory was one of the most significant in the history of mankind. Aside from the interest and the adventure of this thrilling event, the impact that it had on ancient Israel is still useful for us today, providing us with practical lessons and illustrations of truth that we need to know and that we need to respect. It was a battle between David and Goliath, one of those accounts of the Old Testament that were written for our learning. Now, the effect of this struggle was tremendous upon so many. First, there was the nation of Israel. They were again victorious over the historical enemy of the Philistines. And the Philistines, of course, were affected and were driven to a new defeat before the people of God. But thirdly, the effect upon David personally was immeasurable because it sent him rocketing from the high praise before the nation from just being a shepherd lad. He embarked upon a career of service before Israel that would occupy the remainder of his life. You see, Israel and the Philistines had come to battle. That was often the case between these two peoples. But instead of going into full-fledged warfare, as on other occasions, Goliath, a Philistine giant, he stepped forward with a challenge. He said, "Why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine, and ye the servants of Saul? Choose ye a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then ye shall be our servants and serve us." Well, actually, what Goliath was proposing, rather than a wholesale warfare, just a one-on-one fight, a winner-take-all. He would represent Philistia. Israel should choose their man. Well, this challenge sent fear throughout the Israelite camp, even to King Saul. Meanwhile, David, who was a shepherd, had been sent by his father with supplies to David's brothers who were in Saul's army. And while he was there, he was afforded the opportunity to hear Goliath make his repeated challenge. And David inquired what would be done for the man who accepted that challenge and fought the giant to victory. He spoke of taking away the reproach from Israel that had arisen from this giant who defied the armies of the living God. Eliab, David's older brother, he heard David making such remarks, and he rebuked him, telling him, "You need to go back home. Take care of those few sheep in the wilderness." He accused David of having come just to see the battle. Bible students know well the series of events that followed David when he was taken to Saul, and after some discussion, he was at first not allowed to go fight the giant, but later was permitted. Saul offered David his armor, but David refused that. He hadn't proven himself to be able to use it. He took 5 smooth stones and his sling, and upon approaching Goliath, the giant cursed him and ridiculed him, boasting of how he would give David's flesh to the fowls. But David responded. Now hear David's response to Goliath. "Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." David believed that he could be victorious in fighting the giant. Well, the Bible student, in fact, a lot of other people as well, you know the outcome of David fighting Goliath. David finally beheaded the giant, and Israel pursued the Philistines. A great victory was won for Israel that day. But our study is not simply to recount these events, but to center our attention on another thought that is of greater importance. We need to see how David was prepared to go fight this giant. Now, when David was taken to Saul as one who had volunteered to fight, Saul would have denied him that opportunity on the basis, well, Saul said, "Thou art but a youth, and he's a man of war from his youth." Well, what preparation did David have for such an undertaking? So much was at stake, and the lad was untried with the implements of warfare. Being too young sometimes is reason enough sometimes to not grant youth many things. And you know, young people should not be expected to discharge adult duties while they're still immature and inexperienced. That's not fair to them. It's not fair to others. They may have to depend upon their performance. But David was with preparation. He was not totally unprepared to go meet this giant in this encounter. Now, our ability to meet the foes of life depends upon how well prepared we are to fight those battles. You know, battles in real warfare, they're lost or they're won usually in the preparation stage. Games that are played on the court and on the field, in a real sense, they're decided in the practice sessions, the preparation that's made for those battles. But our text suggests to us that there were some great battles that David had already fought, and he won in those battles. These were battles prior to meeting Goliath, and it equipped and prepared David for this very supreme moment. David had won the battle over self. In other words, he had self-control. He had self-confidence. No, he was not arrogant. He was not egotistical. He didn't think more highly of himself than he ought to think. But he could control his temper, even under trying and provocative circumstances. You see, he didn't allow the ridicule and the provocation from his older brother Eliab to destroy his confidence or to provoke him to rage. He did not lose his composure when the harsh words were thrown at him by the giant. Now, one who is filled with pride, who is just a show-off, with more talk than substance, who's quick to fly into rage and to anger, why, he would have been a misfit for this crucial time. But David was not intimidated, and he did not strut for the applause from other people. He was sincerely desirous to remove a reproach from off the name of God. Now, when his brother would have stopped him, he simply reasoned. He said, "What have I done?" And he argued, "Is there not a cause?" Well, none could deny that there was a cause. Somebody needed to do something. And David merely recognized that. And so he persisted in his inquiries. When he went before Goliath, now he didn't cast aside caution. He didn't cast aside wisdom, but he kept a sober and cool head about him, controlling his righteous indignation, and he did not allow the passion to blur his judgment or his vision. His hand was steady and his mind unclouded as his vision was clear. He had charge of himself. He had learned to keep himself under control. He had confidence in himself without being arrogant and without being proud. This is a mark of genuine maturity that he had, even though he was relatively young. But I suggest to you also, dear listener, that David had conquered the battle of fear. David said, "Let no man's heart fail because of him." Everyone else was afraid, but not David. And there was a reason for his courage. Now, he was not indifferent to the power of Goliath. He didn't underestimate or minimize the force of his enemy. But he was not frightened by him either. You see, he had faced danger before. He had faced possible death before this. While a shepherd lad tending his sheep, A lion and a bear had attacked his sheep, and unlike a mere hireling, he rose to the occasion. He recovered his sheep. He killed the intruding beast. He knew that it was to risk his life and in the line of duty. He knew what that called for. He knew how to respond when duty called. Now, cowards can't be trusted. They're likely to cut and run, but David knew that to die while doing what needs to be done is a victory, even if apparent defeat follows. To preserve oneself and to neglect duty was far worse than death, according to David. Now, his actions are akin to the words that Jesus spoke. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, and who for my sake shall lose it, the same shall, or whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. David's courage was not arrogance, it was just a trait of his character. And David also had conquered the battle of unbelief. He said, "The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear shall deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." Friend, that's a great expression of faith in God. He gave credit for his former successes to God. David was not just relying upon himself or his skill with the sling. He wasn't relying just upon his own confidence. He had relied upon God in time past, and that's what he was doing now. And it's like the Apostle Paul had said, "I can do all things through him that strengtheneth me." The reason that David was able to win this battle over self was because he had faith in God. Paul once wrote, "If the Lord be for us, who can be against us?" Friend, cannot we see that this historical record has some practical lessons for each of us today? We all face various Goliaths in our life. There are things that threaten our peace and our happiness, our stability, our security, even our purity, and attacks on our faith. We're beset with temptations on every hand. The devil is a roaring lion. He's walking about, seeking whom he may devour. That warning was given to Christian people. And we're tempted at times to simply go along to get along. But the devil is far more potent foe against us than Goliath was against David. Goliath could only take David's physical life. But the devil can lead us to spiritual, eternal condemnation, and that would be the worst death one could suffer. Friend, we should learn. We need to be prepared to fight the Goliaths that arise in our life. And we are prepared when we learn to control self. We are prepared when we have bravery rather than fear. We are prepared when we have confidence in God. Our faith in God is what undergirds our strength to be able to face the Goliaths that we face every day of our life. And our Goliaths will not cause us to panic. It will not throw us into dismay. But we shall be able to overcome that which would otherwise overcome us. David leaves for us an example that we can imitate and that we can follow. And when we do, and we have battles to have to fight, we will be as victorious as was David when he fought the giant Philistine. Yes, David had some great qualities that we all need to develop. This has been A Burning Fire. Until next time.